Wow. 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 That's all I can say is wow. Listen, guys, I don't normally do this. I don't normally get back on after doing an episode before a fight. I don't normally get back on right away after the fight, but this time it is significant. This time, the fight happened exactly the way I said it would happen. And the reason it's significant is because it happened against one of the fighters who I think is the best in the division, Devin Haney. One of the best fighters. And when this fight was first signed, I said, there's no way Ryan Garcia beats Devin Haney. There's no way. It's not going to happen. He's too one-dimensional. Devin has his number. They fought in the amateurs. But in the ninth hour, literally today before the fight, I've started watching all these Ryan Garcia videos, and I noticed something. And especially after the weigh-in last night, yesterday, I noticed that Ryan Garcia had gotten into the heads of the entire Haney camp, the entire Haney family. His dad was trying to fight. He'd gotten in their heads. And I also noticed, and I suspected when it first happened, you know, when it was first going on, when the whole crazy stuff started happening with Ryan, I said, something's wrong. This fight is in jeopardy. But when the fight didn't get canceled, when the crazy kept going on for a little bit too long. You know, when somebody has a mental episode, it's an episode. That means it's only for a short period. Unless they're just crazy all the way, all the time. And that was never King Ryan. He's never been that guy. So I started noticing a pattern in his crazy. I started knowing that there was a rhyme and a reason to his crazy. And I went back. Listen, I am a boxing historian. I went back to some old fights and to some old scenarios that I remember way back in the 90s. And I know I told you guys on this podcast before the fight, I'll just repeat it again in case you missed it. I talked about Chris Eubanks and Steve Collins. Chris Eubanks was a world beater. He beat everybody. He beat the Dark Destroyer, Nigel Benn. He beat everyone. But when he fought Steve Collins, who was an underdog, a heavily favorite to lose his fight against Chris Eubanks, Steve Collins did something that wasn't normal. He got hypnotized. He got hypnotized, and not only did he get hypnotized, he played it right up until the first bell. The whole thing, walking out, the walkout, he sat there in his corner, stoic, with his hoodie on, listening to a Walkman. This is back in the day when you had the tape, and you had the little tape player, the Walkman, and the headphones. He had his headphones on. He had his Walkman on, strapped to his belt with his robe. And he did not lift his head. He had his eyes closed the entire time during the introductions. His eyes were closed. His head was down as if he was in a deep trance. Chris Eubanks was terrified. Chris Eubanks would later on admit, after his career was over, in an interview, that that moment absolutely had him shook. He was scared. He was scared if this man had gotten hypnotized to beat him, there's no way that Chris Eubank would win this fight. For the first time in his life, he knew he was going to lose. And then later on in life, after their career, Steve Collins would tell us that it was all an act. The hypnotist wasn't even real. He was an actor. He was a magician. It was all an act to get into Chris Eubanks' head, and it worked, and he won the fight. Ryan Garcia did the same exact thing. before the fight. He won before the first bell even rang. He played up this whole crazy thing. And I started to notice it when it went on too long. It's like a person who committed a crime and trying to be found not guilty by reason of insanity. They overdo it. That's what Ryan did. He overdid it. He overplayed it. But he had everyone convinced. He had everyone convinced. He even had me convinced for a while. Until today, actually. Until right before the fight, when I did this first podcast and I said, hey guys, Ryan Garcia is going to upset Devin Haney because he played this game all the way until fight day. He did not stop. He did not falter. He did not change. He played the crazy role. He took them out of their game. He took them out of their, he got in their heads. He got in the heads of the entire camp, the entire Haney family. And we saw it take place in the ring tonight. We saw months of this game plan that was implemented as soon as they started, as soon as they signed the fight. We saw, you know, they did an interview. They did an interview that would normally be a face-off. They couldn't even be in the same room. Devin Haney didn't want to be in the same room with him because he's too crazy. Got in his head. He got in his head. It worked. He upset him. And this will go down in history as one of those monumental moments. Like when Roberto Duran insulted Sugar Ray Leonard's wife, made Sugar Ray Leonard fight him toe to toe to prove he was a man. Steve Collins got hypnotized and terrified Nigel Benn into losing his undefeated record. King Ryan did the same thing to Devin Haney tonight, and now Devin Haney's O is long gone. What a fight. What a night.